they've had a resumption of planning clinics, and those planning clinics are defined as substantial plannings. Someone building their house, to me, is a substantial planning, something that, you know, they're only possibly going to do one time in their life, hopefully. And that takes a lot of consideration. They want to know what they want. And a lot of time, in my opinion, is wasted between architects and planners, where planning permissions are sent in. There's constant further information requests on those plannings because the planner doesn't think it's in the right area or it's the right type of house. Where that all could be resolved at a planning clinic with a 10 or 15 minute conversation. And for the life of me, I can't understand why each and every planning, if someone has an issue with the planning, if an architect has an issue, if we have an issue as councillors, if an applicant has an issue with the planning, why they can't go on, have a conversation with the planner on a Thursday when the planners are in the local offices for those planning applications. And I think that should be happening, Donal. I don't think that these planning clinics should be for substantial plannings only. It should be for all types of plannings because, in my opinion, every planning is substantial.
And you've also made the point that it could be very beneficial for the householder, for the prospective person doing the building, to discuss their plans and their ideas with the planners, because there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing then between agents and architects and planners and the householder, that maybe a conversation directly between the householder and the planners might cut a lot of that out.
It'll cut an awful lot of the time out. And I mean, at the minute, as you know yourself, there's quite a lot of defective concrete homes being built. People have questions whether they can, you know, for instance, change a window or change some small element of their house without having to go and getting full planning permission. And people that are going for planning permission that want to maybe change their house to a certain degree want to know, is that going to be acceptable, instead of going through a whole process and then finding out at the other side that that's not acceptable, and then that they're held back another 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Well, as I said earlier, a 10-minute conversation with a planner could clear that all up for the architect, for the planner, and particularly for the homeowner.